You got the touch.
I'm Stan Bush, and I dare you to listen to All Things Transformers with Steve Megatron and TFG1 Mike.
Listening to All Things Transformers, episode 32, recorded Saturday, October 17th, 2009. Listen to the episode, or else. Yes. Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers, episode 32. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me as always is...
TFG1 Mike, hello.
Hello.
Yes, and like to let everybody know, it's been less than a month than our next new episode, I guess.
Yeah, it's been almost 2 weeks since, which is about right, with the bi-weekly programming dates that we originally had set.
One of the reasons why I wanted to do one for this week is obviously Revenge of the Fallen is coming out on DVD. And supposedly the Matrix set, the G1 Shout Factory Matrix 25th Anniversary Matrix of Leadership, a limited edition set, was to coincide, the retail release was to coincide with Revenge of the Fallen. Apparently, some people have found it early at Best Buy for $20 cheaper than on the Shout Factory website. And I will get to that here in a little bit. Let's see. First up, we have Revenge of the Fallen Transforming Bumblebee DVD case video. Thanks to the Transformers Live Action Movie Blog, we bring you a video for the upcoming Transforming Bumblebee case for the 2-disc DVD and Blu-ray edition of the movie. I watched the video before we started this recording. It's a case just like the Optimus Prime case I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's the exact same thing. It pretty much transforms the exact same way, almost. I mean, there's, like, slight differences, probably, but it's the same thing as the ones that came out 2 years ago with the first movie. There really isn't any difference. Yeah, it's Bumblebee, and he looks cool, whatever, but I don't know. I'm really not into the whole transforming DVD cases. I don't know why. I'm just not into them at all.
I probably myself will not be getting them, just because I don't care.
Well, hell, I already pre-ordered the 2-disc edition from Columbia House, and technically, even though I still have to pay for it, technically I'm getting it for free when it comes out on Tuesday, because I just chose the Bill Me option, so.
Oh.
But, I've already pre-ordered the 2-disc edition, and that's really all I need. 2-disc edition, maybe one of those little slip cover cases that comes over top the actual DVD case. But, you know, I don't need transforming cases. I mean, you know, a steelbook edition would be nice, but, you know what I mean by steelbook, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that would be nice, but, you know, I just want the movie. I don't really care. I want the movie. I want the 2-disc edition because obviously it's going to have extra special features on it, hopefully. You know, but, I mean, I really don't care about the extra, you know, transforming DVD case. The next thing I saw on TFW's main page here is Cleveland Family Builds Transformers Halloween Display. A Cleveland family really wants to win a KIA Soul and has built a Halloween decor for their lawn that really stands out and appeals to us. Do a 12-foot Bumblebee and a 17-foot Optimus Prime statues fancy any other fans out there? In their own words, this year for our Halloween display, we built 2 Transformers for our front yard. One is Optimus Prime, 17 feet tall, and the other is Bumblebee, 12 foot tall. We live in Cleveland, Ohio, and there are always a ton of people coming over and taking pictures and asking about how they were made. They are made from wood and foam, and took 6 months to build Optimus and 2 months to build Bumblebee. This is a display you won't want to miss. They do have a video clip here of this supposed quote-unquote display, but for some odd reason, the video link isn't working. Like, it's... You know how on PE, on the PE boards, when we, you know, put up just a direct YouTube link where it'll show the video in the post?
Yeah.
Well, it does that here, but it's not working. You know, I just went to click it to play it, and it's not working. So
it's basically giving you the big middle finger.
Yeah, pretty much. We have more DVD news for Revenge of the Fallen. Best Buy midnight release for Transformers Revenge of the Fallen on DVD and Blu-ray. The Transformers live-action movie blog is reporting that some Best Buy locations will be opening up for a special midnight release of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen on DVD and Blu-ray. Select locations will be open at 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday, October 20th. VideoBusiness.com says over 100 locations to sell the new Transformers release, and those who show up for the event are going to receive a small discount on their purchase. An early look at next week's advertisement circular reveals that the store will be having quote-unquote doorbuster deals for the event, allowing customers to save $2 on the standard single-disc DVD and $3 on the Blu-ray release. We have no master list of stores, so you may want to check with your local Best Buy location to make sure they will be taking part in this event. I guess that's kind of cool. I've never been really one to do the whole midnight release thing, whether it be in theaters or a DVD party. I don't know. It's just me. I just never really gotten into that whole thing, I guess.
Yeah, I've never actually cared to really go that late at night.
Yeah, no.
I most likely am going to just get it at Walmart.
Yeah. Like I said, I've already gotten it, so I mean, I just gotta wait until Columbia House ships it to me, so I'm not really worried about it. But I mean, it is cool if, you know, if you're the type of person that, obviously we aren't, but if you are the type of person that goes to, you know, midnight movie releases and, you know, midnight DVD events, you know, hey, that's cool. If, I mean, obviously you don't want to wait until the store actually opens at 10 a.m. and then just be bombarded by people.
Well, no, but I'm probably going to go to Walmart after I get out of work on Monday night, being that it'll be after midnight. They'll probably have it on the shelf.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm just going to get it then, or not have to deal with it.
Or you could be like Michael Wilson going into the back of Target looking in open boxes.
Yeah, well, they don't leave too many open boxes for me in Walmart. I pretty much just have to, you know, wait around. And so I might get lucky. I mean, if it's going to snatch that bitch, but I'm going to get a the cheaper edition of it because that's, granted, I like Transformers a lot, but I don't care for as many of the special features for this time around. Just because
it just depends, you know. It just depends what they are. I haven't actually seen an actual special features list of what is going to be on the two disc edition. Hopefully, there are going to be features on the second disc, and hopefully, it's not this. Oh, here's the first movie with some special features, and this second disc is a fucking digital copy. Hopefully, that's not the case.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else do we have we can talk about here? I guess I'll mention this for some of the toy fanatics out there. 2010 Revenge of the Fallen product images have been leaked. Retailer Toys R Us Japan has provided us with stock photography of some upcoming Revenge of the Fallen releases in the 2010 calendar year. We get everything from Scouts, Deluxes, and Human Alliance lines, with all being new molds. Included images are Nest Skystalker, Nest Lockdown, Nest Mindwipe, Nest Autobot Ratchet, Nest Brawn, Nest Scattershot, and Human Alliance Barricade with Frenzy. Which, wow, it took them a while to do the Barricade with Frenzy, because that was way back in the first movie.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of odd that they didn't decide to do that sooner.
Yeah.
But
I think the Human Alliance line just came out this year with this movie, so I think. I don't know. If I'm wrong in saying that, people can correct me.
Yeah. So,
let's see here. First prototype images of Fans Project TFX Defender. Third-party manufacturer Fans Project have finally given us prototype images of its upcoming TFX Defender figure. With our first images being back from TFCon 2009, Defender has progressed nicely into a prototype, and his progress is 40% complete. Designed to resemble Generation 1 Springer, Defender is expected to be released in February of next year. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I like some of the Fans Project stuff, and a lot of people have heard me, you know, not really whining, but, like, wanting stuff that they haven't even started work on yet, like, you know, taking the City Commander armor and repainting it to fit Shattered Glass Optimus Prime, stuff like that. I do like the Fans Project stuff. Like, I like the Shadow Commander armor for Nemesis Prime, which I will eventually be getting that, because I do have a Nemesis Prime. You know, I'm not really big on the whole City Commander thing. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, for a fan-made third-party company, they do pretty good work. I mean,
oh yeah, no doubt about that.
It's very, very excellent work. One of the stories that made me just shake my head and, you know, basically do a quote-unquote head desk: new Revenge of the Fallen digital watches. Nuff said.
That's not something I care to invest in.
No. And we should let everybody know, because we haven't really done an ATTF in like 2 weeks or whatever, some of these news stories are from the 13th, which is this past Tuesday and stuff like that. So, you know, by the time this episode goes out, they're probably going to be a week old or whatever. Gary Chalk to attend Auto Assembly 2010 as guest of honor. Optimus Primal is coming to Auto Assembly, Europe's largest Transformers convention today, proudly announced that Gary Chalk, the voice of Optimus Prime and Optimus Primal across five different series, that's over 225 half-hour episodes and nearly 10 years of Transformers cartoons, will be meeting fans at Auto Assembly 2010. Auto Assembly 2010 will be taking place at Birmingham, England on August 13th to the 15th, 2010. Pre-registration for tickets is already available for those who wish to book early. Find out more at the Auto Assembly homepage. Also, be sure to check out this special announcement video by Kal-El Prime to get you fired up for the convention. Here's a story about the rumor. Fans Project Verticus Maximus appendage kit and protector armor release date. Third-party manufacturer Fans Project has replied to an email by TFW 2005 member Victory Saber regarding a possible combiner Bruticus Maximus appendage kit and release date for the protector armor. This was their response. Thanks for the email. What the heck? Okay, I lost my place. Thanks for the email. We are working on one for Bruticus, but still in initial progress. We have the update. We will have the update when it's ready. Protector seems not ready until first quarter of 2010. Thanks for your support. We are glad you enjoy our stuff. Board member Frenzy Rumble has also received an email from Fans Project stating the following. Protector won't be ready till March. We are still tuning the design of the construction and details on the trailer. We have reached the Level 3 prototype already. So, that's kind of cool. And here's a shout-out for Michael Wilson. He may have already seen this news item on TFW, not sure. Universe Masterpiece Skywarp available in the UK. Board members in the UK might want to check up their local Masterpiece Skywarp as seen and brought by TFW 2005 member UnitedBot. You can also check Argo's site for availability at store near you. Universe Skywarp. Universe Masterpiece Skywarp, I should say.
That'd be cool.
Yep. Let's see, the next one, this one, back on the 12th of October, Matrix of Leadership box set found at retail. TFW 2005 member Zell583 has managed to snag a new Matrix of Leadership box set at his local Best Buy in Radford, Virginia. The box set was supposed to have a street date concurrent with the Revenge of the Fallen DVD Blu-ray release. We already know that one has also not been followed. Retail price is also lower than buying it online direct through Shout Factory. I looked at these images, and I believe it's, I believe he got it for $129.99, which the Shout, the Transformers Collector's Set website is selling it for, after tax, it's like $148.40. But they're including free shipping with that. I'm going to try my damnedest to, save up some money between now and January and maybe get one.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to get the Shout Factory set. I just don't have the cash right now, and especially with my damn computer being broke, it's kind of hard to do.
Yes. So that's pretty much it for the news that I really want to bring up. I don't know. There really isn't that much else that I want to discuss as far as the news goes. What else Transformers based would you like to discuss, sir?
Well, we've gotten BBTS, or Big Bad Toy Store, as a new sponsor.
Yay.
Yes.
I need to start working something into all the podcast outros for that. I need to start working on something for that.
Well, technically they're not affiliated with Geekcast Radio, but...
Yeah, but I mean... Or
they're affiliated with the forums.
Yeah.
Which... Yeah, I gotta figure out how I'm gonna set up the new forums, because coming up at the end of January, the current forum software has drastically jumped in price.
Yes.
Since last year, it's actually double. It's 200 instead of 100, and the year before that it was 80, so I cannot afford to pay for the forums again. Especially with trying to pay for so many other things right now, especially with my computer breaking. We'll probably be switching forum software. I'm going to try my damnedest to keep everything intact in terms of the posts and the members and everything else, all the login information. But I got to find a converter that converts from vBulletin to PHP Bulletin Board.
Oh, okay.
And as soon as I find one, or if somebody can help me find one, I will be able to convert the forums over as soon as I create the new forums and create the new skin. I'll probably be starting out using one I already have pre-done in the past just to get something up there.
Right.
And then I will eventually convert the forum stuff over and just launch it from that one. It might be a slight like URL difference, but it'll still be pretty similar.
Yeah. We should also let people know I've been interesting to see how the final episodes of TF Wire are going to end up, and I just looked at their website and episode 198 is out, which the last one I knew that was out was 197. And they had on there that we need to mention for our show that Transformers 3 is confirmed to be released July 1st, 2011, which is a year early than what it was originally rumored to Michael Bay taking a break, but apparently they're just jumping right back into it. We might have mentioned it in episode 31. I don't know.
I don't think it was actually confirmed by then. I think it was something within the last week or two.
Yeah.
Like shortly after the episode came out.
Right, right. So, yeah, July 1st, 2011 is Transformers 3. So that's, you know, that's good, I guess. Christ, what else is it going to be going? Oh, wow. I bet they're going to try to put it up against Avengers.
What, the new TF movie?
Yeah, because Avengers comes out in 2011.
There's also talk of the other various Marvel productions.
Right.
Coming out that same year as well.
Oh, yeah. Tons of you know. 2010 is going to be Marvel's year, and so is 2011. It's kind of like, you know, they kind of had a slack year this year with only releasing Wolverine or X-Men Origins Wolverine, but the next 2 years, they're going to be releasing stuff nonstop. Iron Man 2 comes out next year, all that kind of stuff, so. Yep.
Tons of great shit in the works.
Yes. So I think that pretty much covers it for ATTF.
Yep.
Because we don't want this turning into a headshot.
Hell no.
So, I think we're going to wrap this up. Do you want to do some sort of closing or something? Because, yeah, I got nothing.
Alrighty. Well, hopefully in the future we are having an interview that Mike is currently in the talks of doing.
Oh, yes.
He will be named, or she will be named, unnameless, until such a time that we decide that we will release that information to you. Probably it will just be a surprise on one of the episodes, being that we're just kind of jerks like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
We just like to just pull a fast one on you. So you'll just have to keep listening to the show, because there's chances are there's going to be another interview.
Yeah.
At some point, pretty quick.
Hopefully. I'm
yes.
going to be calling the agent on Monday, because, yeah. Anyway, I'll be calling the agent on Monday and just checking in with him and seeing what the availability will be. So.
Yes, and also it would be a very fun episode, so you would have to listen. We have some ideas of stuff that we'd like to do in it.
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
let's just end this, because you're gonna end up spoiling the fucking surprise.
Nope, I'm not even going there. but anyways, you can find more information on the PredaconEmpire.com forums for any of our podcasts, as well as GeekCastRadio.com. I don't have all of the ATTF episodes listed on there. I just have it from a certain point, but all of the TFG1 episodes are now listed.
Yes.
We also have a couple Twitter accounts. We have one for Predacon Empire now. It's at Predacon Empire, which I haven't done any updates to lately, other than the fact that I put BBTS as a new sponsor. we have at Geekcast Radio. My personal Twitter is at SCP21, and yours is?
It's TFG1 Mike. I need to start doing a few more posts on the Geekcast Radio one, because the last one was... That we were,
episode 12.
Yeah.
Of Memoir.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks ago. So.
But, yeah. And other than that, we've just released Headshot 16, Memoir 14, which is the Hulk and Incredible Hulk. There's been a TF Toycast this week. There's been a couple Tooncasts. Episode 17 of Tooncast was re-released, yes. Being that it was just Mike Solo and you got a co-host.
Yeah,
so.
And actually, it's funny. Over at Earth2.net, the forums over there, one of the guys that does the Better in the Dark podcast, Derek Ferguson, he had made comments about my solo version of episode 17. And he said, oh, if I knew that you were looking for a host for a Tailspin, I would have said something. I was like, all right, well, I sent him a PM. I said, hey, you know, if you want to re-record, let me know when you're available, and I'll re-record it, because, you know, I will be the first to admit that's probably one of the more... The original record that I did by myself was, you know, probably one of the more suckier records. It's kind of like, you know, circa TFG1 episodes 1 through 9.
Well, that's like circa ATTF episode 1 through... up until you showed up.
Yeah. Yes.
So, yeah.
Things Transformers.
Yeah, some things Transformers, and yeah, the show just kind of sucked until that point. There wasn't really any dynamic. The shows flow a lot better if there's a co-host to work off of.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you end up just sitting there rambling.
Yeah, like, I think the best time, like, I mean, especially, I mean, Headshot's really your thing, but we've been doing it together because we rant off of each other, but... I mean, as far as, you know, vibing off of what each other is ranting about, but if I get pissed enough, I could probably sit down instead of, you know, banging away at my keyboard typing 2.5-3 pages worth of what I'm pissed about. I could probably sit here by myself and just record being fucking angry. But having to do, like, an informational type of show or, you know, a review type of show, I can write a review much better than I can actually record an audio review by myself. So, yeah, having co-hosts is much easier. You know, as we've said before, you get, you know, flow off of each other, you know. I mean, there are some episodes that Michael Wilson was on. Oh, my God. Some of the stuff that the two of us just, ended up talking about is just out there, but that's what makes it good. You know, there are very, very few people can do a one-man podcasting show and have it be, you know, interesting and upbeat and everything. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, so overall, that would be the main thing with why we keep doing the episodes only if we have a co-host. Like, I could have recorded one, and Mike could have recorded one, but it's just a lot easier if you have someone to work off of.
Yes, very much so.
Also, another note for all things Transformers. We are going to be gearing this more towards interviews and more discussion-based because, let's face it, TFW, now that TF Wire has hit the shitter, TFW is now the lead news resource, podcast-wise.
Yeah, as far as podcasting, yeah. I mean, you still have the AllSparkCybertron.com as far as website news. But
yes.
I believe it's Kal-El Prime. I could be wrong. So, you know, somebody can write
he
it.
He used to have Moonbase too, or I don't know if he still does it, but that's the podcast.
Does, that, yeah, yeah, he still does it. That's what I was going to say. You know, there is Moonbase too. But I mean, you know, as I said in the last episode, I think, you know, email in or call into the voicemail line 502-526-5821 and ask us TF questions that you want to hear us answer or discuss. Ask us opinions on stuff related to TF. You know, not that we're having a hard time coming up with discussion topics, but, you know, I don't know.
We want to hear what you guys want to hear about.
Yeah.
So. That way we can make the show better for you. Also, you can send, if you don't feel comfortable enough talking it over the line, which we would try to play on there. You know, just list your name, what podcast it's for, and just ramble off your questions, comments, or whatever. You can also send it to podcast@predaconempire.com, or you can post it on the Cafe Spark forums. So I think that about wraps this episode up with all of the latest and greatest in contact information.
Yep.
So I guess for now, I will leave you with some random TF sound music thing at the end of this episode.
Can you imagine if I just had a really, really brilliant idea for Shattered Glass Optimus Prime, whether he was in of the movie or whether he was in an animated show, have Peter Cullen's car voice from Knight Rider 2008. This would be awesome for Shattered Glass Prime.
And I give the orders.
That's it. See you later, folks.
Later.
Oh God, I swear every time I hear Daffy's,
yeah, I heard that clip too. That was pretty funny.
Every time I hear him, oh God, just going after Elmer using a real. Oh God, I lose my marbles every time. Trying to think, you know, Springer is probably the worst Transformer ever. Home wrecking mother dumb son of a bitch. Oh, Christ.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I wonder what kind of pansy-ass motherfucker he would be in Shattered Glass.
Oh. Elmo.
Springer is Elmo. Oh, crap. Does that mean Perceptor is Oscar the Grouch? Since they're both red and green, and
could be.
Wow! Oh crap!
Yes, the green diaper.
The green diaper. Oh shit! Oh God! That motherfucker needs diapers, dumb bastard. Oh crap! Oh yeah, and the movie toy line sucks.
Yes.
Very much so. Sucks, sucks, sucks. And I wish...
Sucks.
I wish Insight would hurry up and get here with my new modem. Damn it. Because my internet service does that again. If you folks actually hear us go click, you know what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the touch! I'm Stan Bush, and I dare you to listen to All Things Transformers with Steve Megatron and TFG1 Mike.
Go ahead. Say that again.
You were the weakest link. Goodbye.
This is inconceivable.
Cut. No, don't cut. Let the cameras roll and record it for posterity whilst I give this two-bit Nimrod a severe dressing down. Sir, you have desecrated the spirit of show business make-believe by using real bullets. Cut. No, don't cut. Now get rid of this stupid thing, take your little prop gun, and stick to the script.
Cut.
No, don't cut. And another thing, expect a call from my attorneys about this unfortunate incident. And brother, when they call, you'd better...
Now can we cut?
You smug son of a...
Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine Antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine Antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products. Save.